I'll answer that. I'll answer that question. Right. Is the desire to think we know who we are is a denial of the state of keenness and the state of Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's something which is very hard for a person to tolerate, because a person wants to think he knows. But because of that, that's what we mentioned before, that because of that, the most terrible things occur. That was really Hananya ben Azar, where he wanted to give the people courage and give them confidence that the bubble is not going to, Bukhanetz is not going to last. And all the positive, optimistic views that were the Nevi HaSheker, really, the Nevi HaSheker was what caused Klal Yisrael, basically the Churban, because the Yirmiyahu told them to surrender. The year does not have to be destroyed, but they refused to listen. So that's really what the Python was saying. With the Python was saying that you don't know, that we don't know. The Midas Adin is frightening. The Midas Adin is frightening, and we don't know right now. We have no way of knowing, and that's part of the state of mind of Lachar Churban. That's part of the Onish. That's perhaps the worst part of it: the state of not knowing. But that's what it means. And until the Gula Asida, we don't know. So it's a very difficult thing to abide by. But that's what the Python was explaining. That the in the piyut of, which piyut was it? Adat Chuk Shemayim, yeah. Adat Chuk Shemayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ka'oyev. On the other hand, we hope for the Nichum. But we're in a state where we don't know. Okay. Yeah. So what I wanted to mention was the idea of Nechama. The idea of Nechama, I think I mentioned before, is not really the idea of Nachma Nachma Ami. It's not really the idea of, of the Chal. He's somebody asked me, Heshiroth. What was your question? The end of Perek Dalet. It's a good question. The end of Perek Dalet and Echa. So it says, Tamafon Ech Basio, Lo Yosef Lagosech. Okay. Pokaravon Ech Basedom, Gila Al Chatasayach. So Bas Edom is now at Sisiv Simcha Bas Edom. But Pokar Avonech, and Bas Edom is going to have to pay for her crimes. But on the other hand, Klal Yisrael is Tam Avonech Bas Sion. Lo Yosef La Glosech. That's it. You received your onesh and you're free. So it was a bitter onesh, but it's over. That's really the Rashi says, "Tam avonech basin lo kis al kol chatasayach." That's it. You receive the honor for all your chatayach. Lo Yosef lo haglosech. Okay. So that's, but Rashi is megolos Edom lahalon lahalon od. It doesn't mean the time that the Navi wrote this, because this was time of Churban Bayis Rishon. This is about Churban Bayis Rishon. But it means when the Gula Asida comes. So the question is, why does the Navi, what's his business talking about that? What's after, right? That's a question. Right. That's a good question. But I think the answer is that, like we were mentioning before, the answer is that the idea of Nechama, the idea of Nechama is really not simply a comfortable idea. That, yeah, everybody, we want Nechama, of course. Why shouldn't we want it? But the idea of Nechama is more than the comfort of the comforting of Nechama. That's Nachmu Nachmu Ami. But the idea of Nechama is without the concept of Nichum, there's no concept of Avelos. There's no concept of Avelos. Because like we mentioned, that if it were Chalila, that there were no bias shlishi. So then we wouldn't be sitting here today. What's the purpose of the avelos? It's over with. It's gone. Let's forget about it. No reason to go over past tragedies. So the concept that ultimately there's a gula or asida is a necessity for the whole platform of the kinnis. Without that, there is no kinnis, because kinnis is really the way back. The first step in the way back. That's what kinnis is. The recognition of our plight, of our state of existence, and how far it is from what it should be, and how it was, and how we lost it, and every aspect and every dimension of the aspect. And that's really all those kinnis. That's why you have so many kinnis, because every kino really expresses another facet and another dimension of the perfection of the system, the way it was, the way it should be, and how far removed we are, both in terms of our state of existence and in terms of our state before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our state of existence, our state before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Navi says in Eicha, Tam Avonech Basion, Lo Yosef Laglosech, that must occur, that must happen. Because if that doesn't happen, there's no kinnis, no purpose to engage in kinnis. So even though he was speaking at a time of a distant time in the past, but he said this must occur. It must happen that time of Anavasin, Lo Yosef Laglosach. And there will be that time, and because we know that time will come, that's why we're in Avelis. Otherwise it's nonsensical to be in Avelis, it's just wasting our time. Yes.
But if you know, talking about that, since from the bias, we don't know what state we're in.
That's correct.
So what makes what you were saying about the current Dora so unique? We have always been in that state, if not known.
What makes what?
This door, you know.
No, you're not in that state when you have the Beis Hamikdash.
What's that?
When you have the Mikdash.
No, but after the department, why is the worst state now?
You mean today?
Today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The past when they didn't know either.
Well, it's true. No, I was saying that it's worse because the one part of the kinnis, like I was mentioning before, the kinnis are indulging in the davon lev of our situation. The davon lev of our situation. And I mentioned that it means, and you see from Eicha, that it has to if a person really is Nesonim and Mesabel, so he reaches a state of mind where he completely gives up hope. So it means that he's completely lost, and he feels it's completely hopeless. Okay? Because of the Tsar. But then he comes back, as I mentioned, the Navi comes back and he says, Zos Oshiva Libi Al Kein Ochel, and he gives a series of ideas that warrant a person having tikva, having hope. But in that state where the person reaches the level, the true level of total despair and total avelus, and he says, "Va'omar avad nisva sachalti mer Hashem." So the Python, we said, the Python was expanding on that idea, and he was saying that he doesn't even know how to be mispalel. He doesn't know what to say, and he can't analyze his fate. You see, and that is the worst. That's the worst state of mind. Yeah, that was in Adat Fuk Shemayim where he says Adla b'cholev lamtzeihu edom milim bom lamtzeihu. So it means that he doesn't really understand how to be mispalel, he doesn't understand what to do. That I mentioned that today we are in the worst state. That's what I mentioned. that today we're in the worst. And so far as that's concerned, the level of despair, and that's what I mentioned, really, that kinnis has to be something which is nogeya, the individual. It's not something, it's a different kind of a limud. It's a limud which involves the person's perception of his present state. And it's not something from the past. It's present. It has to be today. It has to be right now, the way he understands it, the way he realizes it. You see, the interesting in Rambam. Rambam has Yeah, Ram brings down that the after he goes through the Suda Mafsekis, so in Perik Hay, he says, and he goes through the regular Suda Mafsekis where he can have Bas Maliach, and he can't have Shnei Tavshilin, and then he speaks about after Chatzos, and but before Chatzos he eats what he wants. And it's only the Suda Shemafsik Bachachatzos. But then he says, Zui midas kol om, shein vichon lizbol yosu midai. Havo chasidim arishonim, kach lai yosu midasam. Erev tishbo v'yemavin lo lodom levado pas chareva b'melach, v'shora b'mayim, v'yoshev b'intana l'kirayim, v'kirayim. So they bring him a dry piece of bread and salt, and he dips the bread in the water to soften it so he could eat it. The Yoshev being Tana v'Kirayim, he sits on the ground in the kitchen between the Tana and the Kira. Va'ochla v'shosa la kiton shel mayim b'daiga u'v'shmamon u'v'chia k'misha meso mutlafanav. K'misha meso mutlafanav. So that means that it's a personal phenomenon. It's a personal phenomenon. So that's the difference between the real way of being mesabel. That's the real avelus for the churban is requires a very high level of existence, but the mark of that avelus is that it's personal. K'misha mesa mutlafanav is a personal phenomenon. It's just like his own closest karav is mesa mutlafanav. It's gone. That's the mark of the true mark of Avelis on the highest level. Commission Mesa middle of funnel. So it has to be a personal thing. Avelis has to be personal. It can't be something which is a halachically instituted regimen. Can't be. That's not you can't be Mekayim that with this. This is Avelis Belev, and this is something which has to be personal. Commission Mesa Mutlafanav. That's what Rambam says.
Rebbe?
Yes.
That why he says, at the end, he says that he himself never had more than Tavshil Shel Adashim ever?
Yes.
I mean, that's right. Because you could ask, why should we be interested in what the Rambam has for Suda Masik
Bar? That's good. So what do you want to say?
Oh, what you just said. In other words, that he brought that in to show that it has to be something that is from a personal experience.
I mean on his.
Yeah, but the reason he expressed it was to show that, right, he brought in his personal experience to show that this, the Avelis, must be something that a person, you know, experiences himself.
I mean, that's his level.
Right.
Yeah. Mi'ameinu lo achalnu, you mean to say what he's saying is, kazer roelachom laso korv mize. Mi'ameinu lo achalnu erf tishbav tafshil afilo shil adashim. He means to say that he couldn't, that was his level. That he was unable to even eat a Tafshil Shel Adashim. because he couldn't do it. Because Kamisha Mason would lafanov. That's what he means. Yeah. No, that's right. What does that mean? Miyameinu lochalna tishra filled the tafshal firstal dashim. Means we could not do it. We were unable to even hear tafshal dashim. It's an interesting thing. You see that the Rambam says that in Perek Chamishi, in the beginning of Perek Chamishi, the Rambam says Yeshem Yamim Shekol Yisrael Misanim Bohem and Neatzoros Sheiru Bohem. Okay, why? Kedei Laorer Halavavos Liftoach Dake Atshuva. That's the purpose. That's the purpose. The purpose of the Tainus is Lower Alavavos and Liftoach Dake Atshuva. Right. The year says the Karl Masenu Roy Masay of Asenu Shehoyok Masenu Ata. An interesting thing. He says this should be as a Karn for our bad actions, our Averis, Mais Avera, or Maisei Avosenu, and the Averis of our fathers and forefathers. Shehoyok Masenu Ata. That they were like our Maisa now. And strange thing, hasn't Ramnod like our Maisa now? Different Averis. The same Averis. And it's an interesting thing. Ache Goram Lohem Volano Asanatsaros. Okay? And we'll come back to it. Why he says, but he says, Shebezichron Dvorim Elu Noshiv Lehetev. Because by remembering these things, we'll return and do tshuva and do good. Shenem Avesvados Avano Asavano Asam. All right. So then he mentions the days. And then he says, "But Tisha B'av Chamisha Dvarim Yirubo." Right? Nigzal Yisrael B'Midbar Shalichnas Loretz V'Chor V'Abayis Barishanu B'Shniyo. That's three. V'Nilkado Yigdolo Beit Ashmo. That's four. So Beitar was captured. V'Yubo Alofim Rivos MiYisrael. Tens of thousands. V'Yulahem Melach Gadol V'Dimo Kol Yisrael V'Gadolei Chachom Mishnu Melach HaMashiach. Enough be out of Ramoyim, Vinegu Kulam, Vaisa Tsar Gedolik, and Machubim Besa Migash. It's a terrible tsaras. Actually, I mean, it's like the Chubim, the historians say it was even worse in terms of the outcome, the Beta, full of Beta, even worse. Uvo Beyom, Hamuchel Pronius, Chorash Tanis Rufus, Arusha, Sahechel, Vesfibo, Lakayim Ashnema Tzion, Soda Techarish. So from the Ram would appear that all five things, all five things. These are the five events, five horrible events, and it's day that's mucham l'paranias, and that's why we fast. So the Chorban occupies two out of the five, right? Chorban occupies two out of the five. Plus you have the other three. You have the Meraglim, right? Xeris and Meraglim. And you have the Beitar, and you have Tanis Rufus. So it seems they're all on an equal footing, right? Yeah, but is that true? I mean, isn't Tisha B'Av really a day of Chorban Beis Hamikdash, right? Isn't that true that Tisha B'Av is really? I mean, doesn't the Rambam himself say that? That he says, V'yoshev in Tanakh Rayim v'ochel v'shosel l'kitam shamayim b'daigo v'shimamonu v'chiyo. Why? K'misha meisem v'tlefonov. What is that a reference to? That's Chorban Abayis. So, it seems that Tisha B'Av, the essence of Tisha B'Av, is Chorban Abayis. Correct? It's Chorban Abayis. I mean, that is Tisha B'Av. So how could the Rambam say that there are these five things and put them all on an equal footing, on an equal basis? Yeah. So what's the answer? There is one little hint. I'll give you it involves another point as well. Let me just take that point first, though. But the thing is like this, that the truth of the matter is the Rambam that we mentioned itself is difficult. Why? Because the Rambam says that's Kamisha Mesa Mutlafana. So there's a tshuva that says that why is the day divided up into kodem chatzos and me'achar chatzos? I mean, why don't we say nachem? That's the question. Why do you say nachem in shachris and in arvus and shachris? Only you start in mencha. So he says because of the fact that the latter half of the day is nechumen. And the first half is Kamisha Mesa Mutlafanov until Chatzos. That's what he says. And that's why the Rav mentioned that that's the source of the minig of Yeshiva Lakarka, because of that split in the day. That one half of the day really is Kamisha Mesa Mutlafanov, and the second half is Nichum. Interesting is, like I mentioned before, the Ram didn't have that. The Ram said Nachim throughout, straight through. It'd be a funny thing. It'd be a very funny thing that to have that something like that, I mean, that the day is actually split. There's a split in the day. And the one theme of the day, the first half of the day is Avela. So Avela is not a Kamishmes Mulafanov. Kamishmes is Anias, Avela, whatever. And the second half is Nichum. I mean, so the Ram didn't know about that. Others didn't know about it. It required, and the Chazal didn't have, there was no Masorah that the day is split in half. I mean, it's a strange kind of a thing to say that, to say such a thing. That the Ritva is the first one that came up with that idea. I mean, we have Masorah, there's a system here. So how would it be that such a thing would be lost? And the Rambam didn't know about it. I mean, it's a very, very difficult halachic kind of a situation to accept, you say. Yeah. But I think the answer is like this. See, the answer is that the Avelus is Avelus Belev. The Avelus is an Avelus Belev. The Avelus is Avelus Belev. So... And without the belief, there's no really kiyum of avelus. That's why I mentioned this morning that the kiyum in echa really is in the shmiyas. Echa is not the shmiya like by shmiyas sefer Torah, where you just listen to the kriya, and you listen to the kriya and you mekayim the kriya based on the idea that it's Torah shebichsav. Torah shebichsav, you don't need avana. But over here, the Kiyum Shmiya in Eicha really is a Kiyum Shmiya of Havana, of understanding. Of understanding. That's why it's Balayla. That's why it's a Kriya Balayla. Ordinarily, Kriya Torah is Bayam. But over here, Bacho Sivke Balayla, because the Kiyum Avelus and the Kiyum Shmiya is a Kiyum Belev of Shmiya Sakal. It's a Kiyum Belev. And since it's a Kiyum Belev of Shmiya, so Balayla is the right time, because that's when the Kiyum Belev really finds its greatest fulfillment is Balayla. Abocha Balayla kol anishmas. Abocha Balayla kol mi sheshemea bocha imo. It's a different kind of a Bechia Balayla. So the Kiyum and the Kiyum of Avelis and the Kiyum of Echa is a Kiyum in a different Kiyum Shmiya. It's not a Kiyum Shmiya Tarsh Bechsav. It's a Kiyum Shmiya of Avelis Belev. That means if they don't understand the Echa, it's really not a kiyum. So the kiyum is a kiyum belev. So this really explains what the Rambam says, that he's on Suda Mafsekas, Bedaigo v'shamamon uvechia, k'misha mesa mutl lefanav. But the question is, it's not yet Tisha B'Av. It's not yet Tisha B'Av, you see? It's not yet Tisha B'Av. So why is he sitting there commissioning Mason Butlafanov? The Ritva says, he uses the same expression, Mason Butlafanov. But he used the expression Mason Butlafanov for the first half of the day until Chatzos. The day until Chatzos, rather. The whole day from the nighttime until Chatzos. So he says, that's when you have a din of Mason Butlafanov. Yeah, okay, I understand, but it's Tisha B'Av. But the Rambam says Mason Mutlafanov is before. It's not even Tisha B'Av yet. And that's why the minig is that Yoshiva Lakarka by the Suda Mafsekas. And then afterwards you could sit down in a chair. It's only at the time of the Suda. Only at the time of the Suda. So what is the Why is it so that it's not even Tisha B'Av and it's Meisom Mut Lefanav? But the answer is Meisom Mut Lefanav is a Kiyum B'Lev. It's a Kiyum B'Lev. And the Kiyum B'Lev is a reaction to a certain idea, certain ideas. So the moment you have Suda Mafsekas, the idea already of Tisha B'Av is already comes into existence. Because that's Suda Shemafsika. So the Hefsik Achila begins from the time of the Suda. So the moment you have the Suda Mafsekas, that is the first time that the idea of the Churban HaBayis comes to mind. And of necessity it comes to mind. Of necessity. So since there's a Kiyum B'Lev, the Kiyum B'Lev can't wait. Kiyum B'Lev, you can't say, I'll wait till Tisha B'Av. That's not a Kiyum B'Lev. The Kiyum B'Lev is an automatic response to the tragedy, to the Churban. And therefore, the moment he sees, the moment the Lev is, becomes aware of the Suda Mafsekas, it's already time for Tisha B'Av, then it's already Kimisha Mesim with Lafanav. It has to be Kimisha Mesim with Lafanav. If he can postpone it, if he can tell himself he can wait, there's no Kiyum B'Lev. You see. But the truth of the matter is, the idea of being misabel on the Churban is not restricted to Tisha B'Av. Not restricted to Tisha B'Av. See, it's not restricted to Tisha B'Av. Because, and the Rambam has a full set of halachas in the same parakeh after Tisha B'Av. There's a whole full system of halacha that has nothing to do with the Yom of Tisha B'Av, because the Churban HaBayis really is all the time. Churban HaBayis all the time. Doeg al Churban every day. Every day. So that's what the Gemara says. They saw this fellow's wearing the black shoes. Why? Doeg al Churban. Doeg al Churban is all the time. So that's why the moment you have Suda Mafsekas, the Tisha B'Av really is the Avelus is pronounced on Tisha B'Av. The Avelus is pronounced on Tisha B'Av. But the Avelus is really an Avelus of the Gavra all the time. It's an Avelus of the Gavra all the time. So the moment the Suda Mafsekas comes on the horizon, he immediately is Kemesa Mudlafanav. It's Kemesa Mudlafanav. Yes.
So shouldn't that also apply to
Suda
Mafsekas before
Chatzos? What do you mean? No, Suda Mafsekas before Chatzos. No, what was it?
Doesn't bring that to mind.
No, because it's not close. It has a certain relationship.
Relationship to time.
You can't. There's a limit. There. You have to go by a system. Okay, but that's the idea. That's what Aram is saying. You see, that's what Aram is saying. So it's a Kiyum B'Lev. And that really answers the Ritva. Because how come the Ritva had it and the Rambam didn't have it? So the answer is because it's a Kiyum B'Lev. It's a Kiyum B'Lev of Meisom Mut Lefanav. So the Ritva said, the Nichum is not the Nichum, the real Nichum. You see. The Nichum is intrinsic in Avelus, like I said before. Without Nichum, there's no Avelus. Just to go over the past, we're finished with it. That's it. But since we aren't, since there's a Binyan Bayis Shlishi, so the Binyan Bayis Shlishi tells us that we're in a certain state of existence and a certain relatedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have to be Misabel, because there still is that relatedness. If it doesn't exist anymore, so then it's over. Then there's nothing. But the Nichum is a part, an intrinsic and necessary component of the Avelus. But what the Ritva is saying is that nevertheless, in the first part of the day, the individual, the gavra, is overcome because of mesa mutlafana. That's all he can think about. It's mesa mutlafana. He can't think about this the other aspect because he's overpowered and overcome by the emotional state of the tragedy of the Chorban and the Richuk Me'akadosh Baruch Hu and the Midas Adin, you see. So, by the way, you know, this is called Avelus Hashanah, as in contradistinction to Avelus Chadasha. There are various distinctions between the Avelus Chadasha and Avelus Hashanah. The Rav mentioned a lot of things, and a lot of things in writing from, the Rav mentioned. I mean, the Rav really opened up the whole area of Tisha B'Av, and if it weren't for his doing, I mean, we wouldn't really have Tisha B'Av, have the insights of Tisha B'Av. He really opened up the whole area. So he's machalik between Avelus Chadosh and Avelus Hashanah. But there's what unifies Avelus Chadosh and Avelus Hashanah? It's something that unifies. It's a unifying element too. It's not just a term that is used. There's a reason why we call it, why we call them both Avelus. Avelus Chadosha, Avelus Hashanah. A lot of distinctions between them. One of the distinctions the Rav mentioned was that in Avelus Chadosha, ordinary Avelus, that means a regular loss of a family member. So over there, you go from the most severe, from the Shiva to the Shloshim to the Yud Beis Chodesh, if it's of Vimo. And over here goes just the opposite direction. And the reason is because that's simply a natural response, and the greatest tragedy is the immediate. So this immediate loss, the bereftness, the immediately being separation and loss, that causes the greatest emotional pain. But over here, it's Avelus Yeshana, which is based on Chachma, so a person has to steep himself into it slowly to perceive what the Avelus is. So it works in the opposite direction. First it's mild, then he thinks into it more ideas, it's more severe, then he comes into the Shloshim, and then he comes into the Shiva itself, and it reaches a level of Mesam Mutlafanov. Mesam Mutlafanov is already the most painful, most powerful state. So what the Ritva said was, it wasn't that the Ritva said that there's a din like this in the Yom, that there was really, if there were a din like that in the Yom, if Chazal or Machalik the Yom into Chatzos, Kodem Chatzos is Mesam Mutlafanov and Lach Chatzos, it would be a din of Nichum. So we'd know about it. And the Rama wouldn't say Nachem three times. But the answer is there was never such a thing. There was never such a distinction in Chazal as a technical, structural distinction as a Chalos in the Yom. That never really existed and doesn't exist today. But what the Ritva says is, that since it's a key, the reason why we're knowing not to say Nachem, he said, is because of the key and belave. That the key and belave is so powerful that people aren't in a state to say Nachem in the beginning, in Myrav, in Lilo, or in the morning, because they're too overcome. So the expression and the idea of Nachem is not one that they that is in line with their Avelus, you see. But in the afternoon, then the Gavra already has gone through the Avelus, the very strong Avelus of the Mesa Mutlafana. Now in the afternoon, so already he's in a different state of mind, and he could think about the underpinnings of the whole Avelus, that there will be a Gula Asiva, that there will be a Bayesh Tishu, and that our relatedness to our Kadosh Baruch Hu is permanent and fixed and can't be abrogated. That idea is after he went through the painful emotional direct response. But that's what the Ritva is saying. So the Ritva was really defining not the Yom as in terms of the Chelkei HaYom, That if that was such a thing, Chazal would have mentioned it, and the Rambam would have had it. But in terms of the gavra of the Avel, that's a completely different phenomenon. So the Ritva says that's where the Menah came from. That's where the Menah came from. You just find it. So now, what's the answer to the question that we raised by the Rambam mentions the five things, and yet it's Mesam Mut Lafanav. It's really Avelis. So what's the answer? So the answer is apparently the Rambam held that if it weren't for, apparently the Rambam held that Tisha B'Av does not require Tainus in order to have the Niyug Avelis. That's what the Rambam held. Tisha B'Av does not require Tainus in order to have the Niyug Avelis. You could have the Niyug Avelis without a Tainus. Why do you have to fast? You could be eating, a person could eat breakfast and the Misabel after breakfast. There's no halacha that an Avel can't eat. There's no halacha that an Avel can't eat. Even an Onan is mutter in Achila. He's also in Basra Yayin, but he's mutter b'Achila. So apparently the Rambam held that the Avelis of Tisha B'Av could have been fulfilled without Tainus. Could have been fulfilled without Tainus. There was no need to institute a Tainus. Okay, you would need elaborately, because you're Misabel, but there's no reason for a real Tainus, for Yom HaTainus. So each person will be Misabel. Amonam will eat on one level, and a person who's a real the tzaddikim fasted for the Churban HaBayis among Chazal for years. So that's because they're makabel on themselves. They couldn't eat. It's a tzar. But it doesn't mean that Avelis always has to have tainus. So a person who's on a very high level will eat minimally just to satisfy his hunger, his needs. But there's no tater desasri between Avelis and between Achila.
The other Tanaisim have things in them that are equal to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.
So the Rambam was saying that's what the Rambam held. The Rambam apparently held that you can have all the Avelis of Tisha B'Av intact without Tainus. What's the need for Tainus? So what's the Rambam's answer? Leftoch da'ketchu. Leftoch da'ketchu. That's the reason you have Tainus. That's what the Rambam says. See? That's what the Rambam means. Yeshom yom shakoso masanabem neatsura shirubem kide la'orer halavavos leftoach darkei atshuva. Okay. So the reason for the tainus is only one thing. It's only in order to be ma'orer the odam to the darkei atshuva. But if it was just the avelus of shalyom, that would have been enough. To have Avelis, and you could have Avelis, the Yom would be a Yom of Avelis of the Churban, no question about it, but it doesn't need Tainus. Tainus is a different instrument. It's a different vehicle. According to the Rambam, Tainus is there for one reason, Leftoach Darkei Atshuva, because it's a continuation from the first Halacha in Hilchos Tainus. Okay? That's the first Halacha in Hilchos Tainus is Oka and Tfilah, and then the Allah of the Midivre Sofim, Asanas al Kol Tzor, Shetobo Tzibach, and Ruchom Menesh Amayim, will be Mea Tanyas Eilu Zolkin, Betfilas, Meschan, the Marim, and Chatzotzos, the Bovat. Okay, so Tainus is Tshuva. Leftoach Darkei Tshuva, that's why they instituted Tainus. But just Lidog al Achurban, just Lidog al Achurban, which is something, as I mentioned before, is not just a is not just on Tisha B'Av, although Tisha B'Av is a yom that's kavua for the Daigas HaChorban. That's a yom that's kavua for the Daigas HaChorban. And that's why, but that's not, but Achila is not a Tata Disasri. And you see Varaya Suda Mafsekas itself. Because in Suda Mafsekas, so is Ochel. But is Yoshe Ben Tana Lekirayim and Kemisha Meso Mutlafanav. So you see that you could have the highest level of Avelis of Meso Mutlafanav and still be Ochel. It's not a Tata Disasri. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that the reason for the Tainus there's only one thing. Laftoach darke atchuvah. Laftoach darke atchuvah. Yes. Yeah. Avelis also has a din of tshuva. But tainus is the instrument that the Chachomim used in specific. A specific instrument of tainus for tshuva. Because in tainus the person is in a certain state. Where that's really where Chazal get it from, basically. It's Tainus from Yom Kippur. Why is Yom Kippurim Tainus? Because the essence of Yom Kippurim is Tshuva. That's Tshuva. Okay. Lefnei Hashem Tetoru. It's Tshuva. So Tainus is an instrument of Tshuva. Tainus and Tshuva go together. So, of course. Everything ties into tshuva, but the real vehicle of tshuva is tainus. That's what the Rambam is saying. That if it weren't for liftoach, the reason why we're masana, yesham yom shikoso masana bem neatzora she'iru b'ayin, is k'day la'or alavavos liftoach darkei tshuva. That's the reason. And on that score, in that framework, so all five events are equal. All five events are equal. Because not just Chorban HaBayis, those are two out of the five. But all those events are the tzoros ros, the terrible tzoros. And the person has to remember that these tzoros came upon us and upon our forefathers because of the fact that they were chotem. That they were chotem, and we are chotem, and that's why since we are chotem and they were chotem, so that's why these events occurred. That's directly hilchas. That's hilchas tshuva. That's hilchas tshuva. But Tisha B'Av is something else as well. Tisha B'Av is also avelus. Is also avelus. So the and avelus. And Avelis is different than Tainus. Because Tainus begins after Shkia. Ben Hashmashes begins. But Avelis begins before. Avelis begins by Suda Mafsekas. By Suda Mafsekas. Commission Mason Mutlafanov. Even though he's an Ochel V'Shosa. So the Rambam had a very clear categorical idea. Of what exactly how Tisha B'Av is, what Tisha B'Av is. It wasn't for most people it's an avuvia, it's a tainus, it's a velus. The Rambam clearly categorized that there's a velus shalyom, and the avelus shalyom is really maskul by Suda Mafsekas. That's Kamisha Mesa Mutlafanov, because it's belave. And then there's tainus shalyom. Tainus shalyom is a separate thing. A separate reason was k'dei la'or alavavos to be chozer b'shuva. And when a person is misana, and a person's in the state of tainus, that's when he is most prone to tshuva. That's when he's most prone to tshuva. That's what the chum misak and tainus on the other cases also. Because the Rambam says that's the mitzvah to say lizog. The dover zemi dake atshuva shebizman shetavat zara v'yizaku alav v'yariyu yedu akol shebeglal maaseim haroim hu alam takosav the zehu sheyigrom lahosir atzar me'alam the recognition of the chet, and that's why midivrei sof from lasanos are called zara shalos, because the tainus is the vehicle of tshuva. So it comes out that according to the Rambam, Tisha B'Av is a double day, double phenomenon. One is Avelis. That's a day of Avelis, and Avelis Belev. And insofar as that is concerned, the Avelis Belev is really spreads out before and after. That's why, that's what Allah is, that you can't be Ochel Basar Shesa Yayin until Chatzos and Alayla. Why? Because the Avelis extends, the Avelis is beyond, goes beyond the Yom HaTinus. But the Yom HaTinus is in order to take this opportunity, the, because of the Tzoros arose, take the opportunity, because of the Tzoros arose, She'iru, Lonev Lav Asenu, take this opportunity and use it as a, introduce the instrument and vehicle of Tshuva, which is Tinus. That's what's around. So that's why we have the five Tzoros, is in terms of the Yom HaTinus. But the Mesa Mutlafanov and the Suda Mafsekes, that's the Avelusa Shoyam. That's the Avelusa. Two separate inyanim that overlap almost, but not exactly. Yes.
I'm still a little confused in the relationship of the non-fervent things to the times. Before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there was no Tisha B'Av, but after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there was already a Tisha B'Av, even before Beisar, even before Turnus Rufus. So what changes insofar as the nature of the day? The times was Kaveh after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. What's the relationship of the other things that was caused by this to the nature of the Yom?
You mean why those things? I mean, the Rav mentioned that the Rav mentioned that actually it's the Yom HaShoah is Tishba is Yom HaShoah of everything. But the what the Rambam is saying is, how the Rambam could bring in Beitar for that and after the whole. That's correct. But that's what I told you before. That the whole concept and the whole Kiyum and Kinos is now. It's halacha of now. It's not halacha. It's not halacha of like an ordinary takana. It's different. It's not halacha of an ordinary takana. An ordinary takana simply is fixed, and it goes back, and what we do is we do exactly what the mitzvah was. But over here, this mitzvah is a current mitzvah. It engages the governor's current state. And the same, that is true with regard to the Avelus, and that's true with regard to the Tinus and Tshuva as well. So since Beitar did occur, and we exist after Beitar, and Beitar was like a Chorban HaBayis, it was a horrible, terrible tragedy. One of the worst tragedies that ever befell Klal Yisrael, and it happened on Tisha B'Av, so we must include that in terms of the Dvorim Hamaorim Eftoach Darkei Atshuva. It must be included, because that would be stupid not to include it, because that would mean we're operating on a fixed system. It's not like a fixed mitzvah. You can't be Mosef, you can't be Goyim. On the contrary, this the mitzvah is to recognize the Yad Hashem and to recognize the Midas Adin. That's what's in common. What's in common between the Avelus Chadash, I mentioned Avelus Yishana, is that both Midas Adin. Right. Both the recognition of the Midas Adin. And Avelus Chadasha, it's a Midas Adin, that's why it says, like the Rambam says, that he should consider as if a Cherev is Munach, first is Munach HaTzavara, then it's Keneged Libo, and Keneged, it's in the Shuk, the Lashonis and the Rambam there. What does that mean? It means that Avelus Chadasha is a recognition of the Midas Adin. And Avelus Yeshana is the Midas Adin insofar as Klal Yisrael is concerned. The greatest measure of the Midas Adin is in the Avelus Yeshana. So the Midas Adin demands that we be chazan b'tshuva. So whatever happens in that day, that's kavua, is that must be included. Excuse me? Absolutely. No question about it. Yeah.
Rami?
Yes.
I'm saying that if the Avelis...
That's right. You see that from the Rambam himself. I mean, your observation is right.
If Beis Hamikdash demands closing the tshuva, so then tainus really is essential on tshuva. It's the avelus, because tainus is a key in the avelus.
No.
Yeah. In other words, would avelus of tshuva be lacking if a person just is misabel and does not do tshuva?
Would it be lacking? Avelus is, that's why I mentioned before that when the Rambam says that that Avelus is a key in Belev, and you're an Achzor, if he's not Misabel, he's not talking about his feelings towards the relative. He's talking about the idea of the Midas Adin. It means if he's an Achzor with regard to the Midas Adin, and he's not a Shov, he doesn't do tshuva. It's an achzor. This doesn't happen to me. That's an achzor. So it means that he's immune. So he lives in a false reality and in denial, and therefore the midas adin is not a reality for him. So the midas adin is machayev in the avelus is machayev in tshuva. There's no question about it.
So avelus is machayev in
tshuva. Yeah, there's no question about that.
So you need.
But you don't have to be misana. There's no love and a novel is misana.
Tshuva should be possible without
tainus. Tshuva is very possible without tainus. You see, the chacham were not misakin tainus for novel. Chacham were not misakin tainus. What? Yes, says mechuba is meant to be misana in says mechuba. But the chacham were misakin that a person has to be misana on if he's a novel. Yeah. So not every time that you have something has to do with tshuva does it warrant tainus. I mean, there's a structural system over here. And that's what the Rambam is singularly pointing out, that there's two things here. The five, which is leftorach darkei tshuva, which is hilchas tainus, and that the Chacham instituted. And then there's the avelus shel yom, which is the yom ha-churban. That's two separate things that coincide but don't overlap precisely. Okay? Yeah.
If the korban doesn't warrant tainus, then the other days that you have tainism, don't they pale in comparison to the korban? How do you ever have a tainus?
I'm saying the question is?
I'm saying that I could have in other words, if I didn't have these five highlight things, and I wouldn't require a tainus. The fact that the korban of the mikdash didn't require a tainus.
No, you're getting mixed up here. What I'm saying is, the Rambam is saying that there are two systems here. One is leftoach darkei hatshuva, that the chacham were misakin directly, and that is takanas tainus. And the second thing is that Tisha B'Av is a Yom HaChorban of Avelus. Those two things are separate. But you could have had Tisha B'Av being a Yom Avelus fully, 100%, without a tainus. It wasn't necessary. But the Chachamim instituted tainus because Leftoach Darkei HaTshuva.
I'm saying, so, if you could have it separately, when would you ever have a tainus if you wouldn't have it on the Korban?
Yom Kippur.
I mean, not any of the other events that occurred to
Kaiser. You're right. That's what he says. That's what the Rambam says. Yesham yomim shekol yisom asanim netzar. And what are Eveloheim? Yom shlishi b'tishrei. Okay. Tisha B'Av. Yom shlishi b'tishrei. Asir b'teves. Excuse me. Yitzayim b'tamiz. All of this. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's the keyboard.
Rebbe?
Yes.
What was your point about the Kriya of Eicha? You said it was different than Kriya Satara?
Right, different than Kriya Satara, right.
What was the distinction?
That the Kiyam Shmiya is in the Kiyam Avelus. It's not a kiyum shmiyah of the. It's not a kiyum shmiyah of ksu of psukim. That's you didn't hear that. That's what you weren't. No, it's a kiyum. The kiyum shmiyah is a kiyum shmiyah of yediyah of havana. Requires havana here, because it's a kiyum shmiyah of bechi, and it wouldn't be like in Sefer Torah itself, Kriyas HaTorah, where the kiyum is simply the shmiyah of pasuk, because Torah Shebichsav, the pasuk itself is the. The pasuk itself is the mitzvah Stama Torah. But over here, the mitzvah is not the mitzvah Stama Torah Torah Shebichsav. It's the mitzvah of Avelus, of Bachos Sifka Balayla. So the Kiyum Shmiyah has to be understood. If the Kohol does not understand it, and they're just listening to it, there's no Kiyum of Kriya Secha. There's no Kiyum. The Kiyum Shmiyah is a Kiyum of Havana, Kiyum of Avelus. It's a different Kiyum Shmiyah. And that's why it's Balayla.
It's interesting, you know. Masechet Sofrim says you have to have a meturgamen, so Yavino Kalam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Very good. I didn't see that. You mean by Echo?
Yep. He says that we understand. He says it could be meturgamen, you know, betov. She Yavino Sharam.
Aha, that's good. That's very good. That's very good. That's very good. Okay, there's a couple of points I want to take up. Just give me a second. Just give me a second. Yeah, have you got a Navi Hoshea? Navi Hoshea. Navi Hoshea in the Gemara Chagiga. And then before I get there, I just want to explain one thing I do want to explain is that while we're on the topic, the point of the distinction between the Hamon Am and between the Chassidim Arishanim and the Chachamim, that what is the idea of the that everyone just can't be misabel? Not so easy for everyone to misabel for the Chorban. So not such a simple matter. I think there is one idea that is a significant one that has to do with that, and that is really a Rashi. Rashi in Vayim Shema. See, the question is that what are we missing in the loss in the absence of the bias? Okay? What are we missing? And it's an interesting thing. But most people have a very superficial understanding of mitzvahs. And that's because most people are simply self-centered and their concern is basically doesn't go too far from the immediate self. So people look around, they say, what are we really missing? I mean, and in truth, I mean, it's you could say that Bisman is that people are pretty well satisfied in terms of their needs. So the Churban HaBayis is something which is strange to them. But for an ordinary person, it's difficult. Perhaps the only link I would say is the link of the danger of anti-Semitism. That is probably because that already is scary. So that's puts them back into the fear of the self, concerning the self. And as events in the world unravel, it becomes very scary. Very scary, and especially if you look at the events in history and in our situation, not too distant history. Frightening beyond belief. So that's perhaps the one link to the to Tisha B'Av. But that's not really, and that's true, and that's true, and that's part of the Tochacha, and it's true, it's part of the system of Yadas, and the reality of such a thing is because of Yadas, because of the Torah, because of Hashgacha. But nevertheless, that's not really the derech, like the Rambam says, that Ein roi lavaris Hashem al derech hazeh. I mean, certain things may be true, but the Torah looks for a higher level of avodas Hashem. So there is a higher level of avodas Hashem beyond the fear of the catastrophic results of anti-Semitism. And interesting is, has to do with a Rashi in Krishna, in the second parsha of Krishna. And Rashi says, just give me a second. Yeah. Rashi says, V'samtem es devorei eila al levavchem v'al nafshechem. So Rashi says, af lacha shetiglu, even after gulus, heyu mitzionah v'mitzvahs. You should be outstanding with mitzvahs. Hanichu tefillin, asu mezuzos, kidei shelo yiyu lachem chadoshim, kishetachzor. Shouldn't be something new when you come back to Eretz Yisrael. The gula asido. Okay. So the question is, I mean, what do you mean? These are mitzvahs. We have a very clear mesorah. The mitzvah of Lewis Baratz and mitzvahs begufo. They're not Lewis Baratz. So the mitzvahs not Lewis Baratz are all the time. So what does Rashi mean over here? What does Rashi mean? Rashi mentioned this at the as if Rashi didn't know the Gemara is about the mitzvah leis baratz and the mitzvah not leis baratz. What is Rashi saying?
Is there a way to get the mic closer to Rebbe?
Have a mic closer?
Thank you.
Get me closer to the mic. Okay. Okay. So yeah. So what is Rashi saying? What is Rashi saying? This cryptic Rashi about the doing of mitzvahs in order that when you come back there, it's a straw. Yes.
I get to say that there's some elements missing from the mysteries in the world. Just doing them, it's a few, but there's an element that is missing.
But he doesn't say that. There may be an element that's missing, but the question is, an element that's missing, fine, but if there's an element that's not missing, you still have to do it.
This is a strange language. So it doesn't say keep the mitzvahs. It says mitzvayim.
Kidei shelo yiyu lachem chadoshim kishetachzor. It's hard to twist the language. Yeah.
They will acquire new meanings as part of a larger whole. Now there is a larger whole of added mitzvahs of the land, and these will fit into the whole with the mitzvahs that we couldn't do.
So you know, fit into the whole. Oh, you mean to say
there is an acquired portion of
But the ones that are new will be chadashim.
But the ones that are old are going to acquire a missing piece of them of themselves.
You mean he's saying kidei shelo yiyu chadashim on the ones that you didn't do when you're in Golus?
Each mitzvah,
or the ones that you did?
Each mitzvah that we do right now will have an added parameter to themselves as part of a whole.
What's the added parameter?
That there is going to be the missing mitzvahs that are missing right now.
But why do I have to keep them now? Do they have value now or don't have value now? So I have to keep them simply. So it's not in order. Kishatazu. Yeah. What? Keep the other mitzvahs. Mitzvahs at least Boris. That's a little bit of explanation for that. It shouldn't be Chadashim. Shouldn't be new. Yeah.
I think maybe in terms of the bris with God, as you're trying to. I think that, in a sense, when we're thrown out of Israel, it's not just we happen not to be in the land, but it's almost a, you know,
Haparat HaBrit, it's not really in the same relationship. So theoretically, you can say that there's no bris. We should be out of the mitzvahs until we do tshuva and return. They're saying that there's some sort of other kind of bris, so we still keep mitzvahs, so that eventually when we return, we'll have to have some connection.
All right. Let me say like this. The thing is that we ordinarily look at mitzvahs in a very superficial way. I mean, look at it like we look at them like a burden, and as if we're being very good by keeping these mitzvahs. It's a burden that we should be proud that we do it. It's something we have to do. And when we do it, and we're proud of ourselves. But truth of the matter is we do it for ourselves, basically. You see? But that really is a shallow idea of mitzvahs. You see? The idea of mitzvahs is, you see, you have to look at the whole system. That we are the beneficiaries of a great, awesome system. A system that involves the highest level of chachma, and philosophically, metaphysically, a system which has a science which has a theoretical understanding and basis that's paralleled by no science, by none. It's unparalleled. And its appreciation of chachma, the beauty of chachma. And today in the world of science, they became aware with the new physics of the beauty of ideas. The beauty of ideas. That's something which Klal Yisrael adds from Maamar HaSinai. So the whole theoretical world of chachma Hashem, something which we are heirs to. And it's something which is not a small thing. And it's something which we need a right to have it. It doesn't just given. It's not something that we do. I mean, like some people think they're doing the Torah a favor to keep a mitzvah. That's nonsense, and it's shtus, and it's derech avodah zarah. But the truth of the matter is that this system is. We were fortunate that we were able to be zocha to receive it, and we need to be zocha to receive it. And the mitzvahs, every mitzvah is structured in the most unbelievable way. Every single mitzvah, and every mitzvah is structured metaphysically, in terms of and halachically, and it's a thing of beauty, of great beauty. Every mitzvah is a thing of great beauty. And the existence of every mitzvah, of each mitzvah, for one who has appreciation for it, is something which he has an ava for, and he has a love for its existence. That's the true attitude towards a mitzvah. It's a jewel of perfection, each mitzvah. And that's why certain things, you see, that people don't understand. For instance, and I may have mentioned this before, that Nashim Apaturis from Krishna. But Yichud Hashem, Nashim Apaturis from. And Amuna, Nashim Apaturis. And Krishna is Yisori Adas. So what does it mean that they're Paturis? How could they be Pata from this mitzvah? So a shallow person thinks they're Pata from the ideas of Krishna or from doing the mitzvah. You see, that's not really true. That's not really true. There is a special system of shmiras ha-mitzvahs, which we were endowed with, and the shmira is the Klal Yisrael is the group that is endowed with this responsibility. It's great responsibility of shmiras ha-mitzvahs, and to make sure that each mitzvah is preserved in Sirasa Mishinai. According to the system of Sinai, and sometimes the shmirah of this mitzvah was relegated to a part of Klal Yisrael, and sometimes it's the Kohanim, sometimes it's Zechorim, Sometimes it's everybody. There's different, the shmira, the way it was allocated in terms of the shmira samitzvahs, that's chachmas Hashem. So, noshim, in terms of personal perfection, and Yeshua certainly should say krishma. I mean, is there any question that the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim in terms of the personal, but in terms, and that's the issues Makabal Sakim, Ein Mitzvah V'yosim. Ein Mitzvah V'yosim means they don't have the schar of the shmir of the system, because they're Ein Mitzvah. But in terms of their own personal perfection, there's no question that the mitzvah is the greatest vehicle, of perfection. But that doesn't mean necessarily they're chayiv in the mitzvah. Doesn't mean they're necessarily to be chayiv in the mitzvah means to have the obligation and the responsibility of the shmir of the mitzvah, that this mitzvah should be maintained and preserved la'olam voed in its perfect state because of the greatness of the mitzvah. You see, that's a different concept. And Klal Yisrael was given that obligation of Shmiras HaMitzvahs and that right. It's an obligation, but it's a right. You see, it's a right. It's a schus. It's a schus to be able to preserve the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs which are the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each one's formed ideationally in the most perfect way possible, and to be able to be responsible for the existence of these perfections is a schus and it is a chayov. It's a schus and it is a chayov. You see. So what Rashi is saying is that the truth of the matter is that these mitzvahs reach their perfection and their perfect state. These ideas and these mitzvahs reach their state of perfection only in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael. That's really where, that's where we have a right to be the ones that are the keepers in the Shomrei HaMitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, where the mitzvahs are on their true level of existence, where the Umos Olam will see, we'll be able to say, Rakam Chochem V'Novay Nagoya Godel Azeh, Omigoy Godel Asheloy Lekim Krov Melo. Where they will say, "V'rochol ameyor, it's kishem Hashem, nikro lecha v'yoru mimeko." That's when all the mitzvahs are in their perfect state, and that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael, you say. And that's why once there is a churban abayis, and there is no real existence in Eretz Yisrael like we're supposed to. So then our whole Shmiras HaMitzvahs is really affected. What Rashi's saying is we'd have no right for this great responsibility of being the Shomer of these perfected ideas and these perfected performances that the Borei Olam gave us. We would not have the right we have no right to them. If it were Chutz La'aretz, just in Chutz La'aretz. We have a right to them because they achieve their perfect state in Eretz Yisrael. And why do we have a right to them during the Golos? Because they shouldn't be a strange thing when we come back. You see. That's what Rashi says. Because then we'd be lacking as heirs of the system. But the real perfection of mitzvahs is only in Eretz Yisrael. It's only where the system is existing in its entirety and in its total perfection. And chibuv mitzvah is, that's what chibuv mitzvah really is. Chibuv mitzvah is not chibuv mitzvah because for you. Most of the chibuv mitzvah is because I want to do the mitzvah. No, chibuv mitzvah is an objective idea. It means the love of a mitzvah because the person perceives the greatness and the chachma in the mitzvah and the perfection of the mitzvah and the performance in the proper way. He loves it because it's an object of love. Mitzvah is an object of a person that's a chacham. He has a tremendous love for the mitzvah. That's really chibuv mitzvah. So chibuv mitzvah is an objective idea, and that's churban habayis is really the loss of this whole system of mitzvahs, and a person that has chib of mitzvah is despondent and is misabel, is in a state of avelus and sadness, because the existence of these things is lacking. They don't exist in the full manner, the way they were meant to exist. The Rambam says that existence is something which is, existence is a good. That's the whole concept of Bereishis Bara Elokim, because existence is a good. So that's really why only Chachamim can really perceive the full dimension of the avelus of the Churban HaBayis. An ordinary person can't really perceive what the loss is. But an ordinary person can't have a chib of mitzvah on the true level, because he doesn't understand the mitzvah. Doesn't understand what is taking place in the Kol HaTorah Kol HaMitzvahs. But that's the idea. That's the idea of Rashi. That you look at it as a burden, like an ordinary person. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah. No. It's not. It's a schus that we're endowed with, and that schus was given to us only because of Eretz Yisrael. Only because of the fact that through the Eretz Yisrael and mitzvahs can reach their ultimate state of perfection. Without that, without the Mikdash, without the Eretz Yisrael, there is no state of full perfection for the mitzvahs. And we wouldn't have a right to the mitzvahs except for the fact that there's going to be a Gula Asida. That's what Rashi explained. Okay. It's only where Mikdash, without Mikdash, there's no Gaon Uschem. Is the whole splendor of the Ummah is the Mikdash, because the Mikdash proclaims one thing. The Ramban says, the Ramban and the Chumash. You have the Ramban and the Chumash and Chuma. But Ramban says that the Migdash really is a continuation of Maimon HaSinai. And Ramban says an interesting thing in the end. Give me the Ramban. Yes, the first one by Shuma. Yes, the Ramban says that everything is connected to Maimon HaSinai. He says, "Kmosha Matan Torah Meshmaim Mishmiachas Kol Yasreko came the mission to Vayishma Sakol Midaber Elov." And he goes on and on. Then he says something interesting in the end. He says like this. He says, And then he goes on to say like this. He says, "V'chein yaski tamed v'veis amikdash l'shem Hashem l'shmecha v'yomar b'chol pam v'pam v'ata tishma shamayim b'midas rachmim u'ksiv v'spawol l'shem derech l'ir shevacharta bo Okay, I think it means to underscore that word. The Shamata Hashemayim. The Shamata Hashemayim. Ubevir Omar. Ki ha'omnam yeshev elikim esa'odam ala oretz. As the Tos says. Hine Hashemayim v'shmei Hashemayim lo yichak lucha. So the idea of the Migdash is absurd. Uchsiv ala oron lahalos mishom esaron olikim ashen nikra shem. Shem Hashem Tzvakos Yoshev Akruv Malav. Okay. Ubedivre Yomim Lalos Misham Asaron Olekim Adoshem Yoshev Akruvim Adoshem Yoshev Akruvim Ashen Nikra Shem. So Ramban says Ki Hashem Yoshev Akruvim. Ramban says don't read the pasuk wrong. Lalos Misham Asaron Olekim Adoshem. You have to stop. Yoshev Akruvim Ashenik Rashem. He says, Ki Hashem Yoshev Akruvim. So what is Ramban saying? What is Ramban saying? He's saying, he's contrasting. He's saying like this. He's saying that the Pasuk says, Vata Tishma Hashemayim, he says, Ruksiv, is Paul Hashem Derech Yoshev Akruvim, Vabaya Shabbanisa Lishmecha. See? What is it? Then he says, "Hashemata Hashemayim ki ubevir ki Hashemayim loyachak lucho uksiv al oron lahalos mishom asaron olakim ashenikra shem shem ad Hashem tzvakos Yoshev akruv malav." Okay, so he says the shem is Yoshev akruv. What does it mean? What does Ramban mean? The shem is Yoshev akruv. What Ramban means is like this. Ramban means that there's a distinction between the Yediyas Hashem that Odom has and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, that a person can't be Masik, you see. That a person can have a very refined and perfected idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means insofar as the intellect that God gave him. But that idea is intrinsically a limited idea, because the Nivra could never conceive the Borei. It's not possible. And the Nivra knows that, you see. The Nivra knows. He can never conceive the Borei. It's not possible. Like the Rambam says in the Mora, that's an intrinsic impossibility, logical intrinsic impossibility. But he can have a correct idea insofar as humanly possible, you see. That's what the Ramban says. That the shame, what does it mean, the shame? Hashem nikra shame. That's what the Pasuk says. Vayilahalos misham mesaron olakim Hashem nikra shame. Shame Hashem tzvakas. What does it mean? The shame means the idea. It means that the kavod, that the kavod of the Migdash revolved around the kruvim, which was created for the kavod of the correct idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's Am Yisrael, that's Klal Yisrael, and that was the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's what Ramban is saying. That Shlomo HaMelech was pointing that out in his tefillah, because for this Paulu he said, "V'chein yaskir tamid v'esmitul shem Hashem l'shmecha, v'yoma b'chol palm upon v'ata tishma shemayim." What does it mean? V'ata tishma shemayim means that's the Borei Olam. That we cannot have any idea. That the Nivra could never even have the slightest idea, slightest correct idea. That's Vata Tishma Shemayim. But he mentions constantly L'shmecha. L'shmecha is the correct idea that the Borei Olam endowed man with the ability of perceiving in his removed level, where insofar as the Yediyas Hashem is in absolute terms, it's nonsense. But insofar as the Odom is concerned, it's the correct idea. You see, that's what the Ramban is saying. Beautiful Ramban. He's saying that's the Tefillah Shlomo. So the Kruvim, where Yoshev Akruvim means that the Kruvim were there for the kavod of that idea, that concept of the Shem Hashem. Why? Because that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the Ummah, that the only Ummah that perceives the correct idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Migdash. That's the idea of Yeshua. That's what I'm about to say. That's the idea of Yeshua. The Shenikra Shem. Shame is the idea. The idea is the correct idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the ultimate idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not possible for man. Not possible for man. But a correct idea is possible for man, insofar as man is concerned. And that's the whole Mikdash. That's the whole Kavod HaMikdash. It's interesting. The Rambam says it, and Rambam says the same thing in a different way in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah in Chagiga. Have you got a Mishnah Chagiga? Yeah.
Is that the idea of
Atah Kedosh? Okay, good. Anyway. So that's the loss of the Mikdash. That's the loss of the Mikdash is when the Mikdash is lost, so our whole identity is lost. Our whole identity is lost. So the whole identity of Klal Yisrael as the ones that have access, the only ones that have access to the true idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lost. So that requires chokhmah for the individual to perceive such an idea and to be misabel. And to misabel, to have an understanding of what Klal Yisrael is and what the loss of the Mikdash is. Yeah. Yeah, the Rambam says a similar thing. But it doesn't say exactly the same way, but where he talks about the Mice of Gracious. Where he talks about the Mice of Gracious. So the Rambam says, where he mentions that the Maisa Merkava is not even Biyachid Maisa Merkava, but Maisa Merkava requires the only Mosa Rosh Prakim, and then V'chol Mastaka Babotvam Rossi Shlo Bolaylo. And then he goes, and then the Rambam says like this, the Rambam says, Kol Shlo Chos, Al Kavod Kono, Roy Lo Shlo Bolaylo. He says why? Because he says that it means he's not right to be an Adam. Why? Because he wants to know things that he doesn't understand according to his nature. That's a person who wants to understand Ma'is Makov is not on the level. It says Kilo Yidma Malamaila Malamata Elasochal Bin Yane Matsias. It says because he thinks of the universe in physical terms, like as if it's like a house in an attic, Rama mentions. He says, and thinking about such things, what was before the existence of the universe and what will be after the existence, for a normal person will just bring him to craziness. So he says, now take a look at what Chazal say, Kol shlo chos al kovod kono. Hakavona baza mi shlo chos al sichlo. Ki aseichal u'kvar Hashem. Ki aseichal u'kvar Hashem, the Rambam says. V'kivon she'ene yodeya erech hadover hazeh she'nitam lo. The person that doesn't recognize the value of this thing which was given to him. Hareyu mufkar bidei taivosov v'nasa kebehma. He says he's mufkar in the hands of his taivas and he becomes like a behemoth. The kach omru, maish lo chos al kovot kono, the Rambam says, ze over ver besesa. You see? So it means to say, what the Rambam is saying is that he has no, He has no reality principle. So he has no reality principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you see what the Rambam's saying? Rambam says, he says, it's bone name, but bitu ya nifla zeh, ha'omar be'ezer leki, ba'omro kol shlochas al kavakana, shlochas al sichlo. He's speaking about it. I mean, today it's very, what Ron's talking about is very prevalent. That's really the evolutionists. The evolutionists and all those that try to say that animal knowledge is in the same class as human knowledge. And there isn't a qualitative distinction. Around, that's what Ram says. A person, that's eina yodea erech hadavar hazeh shenitam. He's not masig the erech of the thing that was given to him, which is the seichel. Who is not marach? A person who has never developed a seichel. A person who never really saw chachma. But a person who sees chachma, who really sees what chachma is, he has a tremendous value for that gift of the of his chachma, and that becomes the greatest thing. And this, the Rambam says, that's kavod kono. Why is that kavod kono? It's kavod kono because with that gift, with that ability, he could be masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's kavod Hashem. So he's the only Brio that could be involved in it. And what is the highest level of Asogas Hashem? That's Yedias Hashem in the highest level. That's what the Ramban is saying. That is the Shem Hashem, the correct idea, insofar as man is concerned, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Ramban is the same idea. Okay. Okay. All right, just a minute. Okay. Yep. You have a Ramban here, you have a Sefer Mitzvahs. So nice one. Sefer Mitzvahs. Yeah. That the only, see, maybe there's one aspect that I didn't add, and that is that the essence of Klal Yisrael is Kiddush Ma'agadol. That's the essence of Klal Yisrael. It's Yisgalu Yiskadosh Me'Rabba. Yiskadilti Yiskadoshti. But that's why Kiddush Hashem is in the Yesodei, is in the Rambam's Yesodei Atar. It's in Yesodei Atar. Because that's the Yesod of Klal Yisrael. And Kiddush Mo'a Gadol is only possible in Eretz Yisrael with the Mikdash. That's why without Mikdash, without Eretz Yisrael, there is no Kiddush Mo'a Gadol. And that's why it's essential. And you see, it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing, but the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Moshe Aaron, and why they couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael, is really obscured in the Torah. Torah doesn't hide it. I mean, you see the Mefarshim say, Rambam gives pshat, Ramban gives pshat, Rashi gives pshat, everybody gives pshat. But the pshatim are wonderful, wonderful pshatim. But the fact remains that Torah did obscure it. But the Torah didn't obscure it completely. The Torah did tell us something about it, because that's the Derech HaTorah. If you can't understand something, ultimately the Torah doesn't work when you say that you can't get anything, you can't get nothing, you can't get anything. The Torah gives you something. So the Torah gives you a yediyah on your level. What does the pasuk say? Yan lo amantim bi lahakdishini. L'chein lo sovei yasam hazeh. So you see that the essence of Klal Yisrael and in Eretz Yisrael is Kiddush Margala. And because the opportunity was lost, there was an opportunity. Yan lo amantim bi lahakdishini. There was an opportunity to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. And the opportunity was lost. So that's why Moshe and Aaron could not enter Israel because of that. And there's no doubt that's why we're not there. That's why we're not there. Because we're not Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. We're not Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. If the existence of Klal Yisrael was in a way that it's Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, we'd be there. We'd be there. So, and that's what the Rambam means when the Rambam says, Vesvadu asavonum, asavon avosum. The Rambam says, the chait, he says, so what's wrong? He says, if Tolach, kedei leor alavos, if Tolach dake, chuvi yi, as a zikron l'maseinu, rom maseh v'seinu, shahoya k'maseinu, interesting, shahoya k'maseinu, ata, shahoya k'maseinu ata. That means to say that if people take pride and they say, no, we're Rishoyim, but our avos were tzaddikim. Nope, that's not tshuva. That's not tshuva. The tshuva has to be umayse avosenu shehoya kimasenu ata. What does it mean? Shenema v'svadu avon v'svadu v'svadu avos. What does it mean? It means that the person must recognize that his avos are chotim. Achotim. What's the pshat? Shayikim asenu ata. It means that it means which chait? It means that they're not Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. That their existence in Eretz Yisrael would not be Mekadosh Margal. That's the chait. That's the chait. It's our fault. We have that chait, and Avosenu have that chait. That's Kemasenu ata, because just like we are in Zocha, and we're not Zocha because in order to be Zocha, we have to live in a way. And they'll say, Rakam Chacham Menavanagaya Galoza. Kiddush Margadol. Without Kiddush Margadol, we're not Zocha. So that's what the Pasuk says. Doesn't the chait of Moshe and Aaron is very high. It's very abstract, and that's for Gedolei Chachamim to go into that area. That's for Rambam, Ramban. But the pasuk still tells you something, some idea. The idea of Kiddush Hashem. Yeah. So the Rambam distinguished Leftoach Darkei Atshuva is Tainus, and Avelus is a separate institution. So it is. There's one Ramban, I think, I need the Sef Mesos of Ramban. Oh, sorry. Am I sorry? Yeah. Okay. There you go. Okay. Okay. Sorry. So there's one Ramban, I think, that is extremely important. Leftoach Darkei Atshuva. So apparently it's a mitzvah today. It's a mitzvah Leftoach Darkei Atshuva. That's really what the Yom HaTainus is. Yom HaTainus. Leftoach Darkei Atshuva. Of course, Avelus is Mechayev and Tshuva too, but the takana, the structural takana of Tainus is Tshuva. So there's one Ramban, I think, that is a very valuable one in terms of that, practically, in terms of insight into what Tshuva is and what is demanded of us, and perhaps, you know, we're speaking about the Python this morning. That was after Chatzos. Python this morning about the despair that in the door that we don't know what to do. I mean, we don't know, like the Python says, we don't know how to be mispal. We don't have to. We don't know how to analyze. We don't know what to do. I mean, the whole that's the worst sorrow. But the Ramban, perhaps we could have a little nechama in the Ramban. Ramban the Ramban says something that's really unbelievable in terms of opening up the idea of what the Torah means by tshuva, what the idea of tshuva is. Ramban is in the Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam, the Shorash Arvi, fourth Shorash. So the Rambam says, Ein roi limnos hatzivuyim akolim haTorah kula. Okay, so the Rambam says you can't count the tzivuyim that include the whole Torah. Yavo b'Torah tzivuyim v'azharis einam b'davar miyuchad. Many times you find mitzvahs that aren't in specific. Aval yichalu ha-mitzvahs kula. Kilu oma ase kol mashe tzivisicho lasos. V'zoer mikol mashe z'aticho mimeno. Olo sava dover mimashe tzivisicho abo. Vein panem rimnos ha-tzivu yaze mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay, it doesn't make any sense to count this tzivuy as a separate mitzvah, because this is a mitzvah called Torah. Okay. V'zeh komro u'b'chol asher amarti alechem tishmeru. And he goes through several other cases. And then he says, u'kvarto b'shorash hazeh gam kein. He says people made a mistake already before in this principle. Ad shem monu kedoshim tiyu mitzvah. So they count the Kedoshim Tiyu as a mitzvah. Machla mitzvah say. But lo yodu, shomer Kedoshim Tiyu, v'skadishtim yisim Kedoshim, heim tzivuim l'kayim kol ha-Torah kula. That's just a general tzivui. Ki ilu yomar, hayei kadosh, ba'asoscho kol ma'ashavit tzivisicho. And that's hayei kadosh. V'nizah mikol ma'ashizaticho mimeno. Keep away from all the averis. Okay? The Lushan Sifra Kedoshim to you, Prushim to you, Ratzalami, Bodlu Minat Varma Magunim, Kulam, Shezati Aschem Mayhem. He doesn't like the outline, it means Kalatar Kula, and then you'll be Kedoshim. Ratzalama, so you see, every mitzvah is Kedusha. So Kedoshim to you means mitzvahs, Ram said, clear cut raya. Okay? He says, "Rotzalama kizat tzivui eino tzivui ba'atzma v'hu nimshech acham mitzvah shenitzavu makayim tzivui yikra kodesh." Of course, he's going on the mechiltav anshe kodesh tiyuli basa basa treifel osachelus. What does it mean? It means you can kind of mitzvah, you'll be kodesh. Okay. Ve'ein hefresh bein omro kedoshim tiyu oilu ama asu mitzvosai. Okay. Now he goes on. He says like this. Okay. He says, Veloshna, Hinek varis baru, masha olachnu suvivo. Umizea shorish, gamkein omro, umaltem es orlas levavchem, rotsalomar, sheyekabel, the yishma komasha kodam zichromen a mitzvah. Vechein v'orpachem lo sakshuod, rotsalomar, altakshes libcha. Okay, so the Rambam is plain and straightforward. So the Rambam would not count v'or pachem l'sak shuod as a mitzvah, or malta mitzvah as or l'slavav. Okay, so the Ramban says. Ramban says, just a second. Yep. So. He says, Ramban says, but somebody did count it. The Baalach is Gedolos. Avo Reisi Od, Shem Mona v'Orpachem lo Sakshu Od, V'chein Mona lo Sosa Mekil Advar Mashanochi Mitzav Eschem Ayom, V'niach Kiyotze Ben B'mitzvah Sasei Harbe, Kam Mitzvah Lo Sasei. So he says, but the Baalach is Gedolos did count this. That's what the Ram is alluding to. He doesn't say it openly. He doesn't want to, you know, just bless them, but he says we spoke about it, and it's clear. So, but the Balach's Gedolos did count for Pacham L'Sakshalod. Okay, but the Ramban explains he left a lot of similar ones that he didn't count, but he counted that one. Okay, so he says Uminanire Elai. The Ramban says Balav or Pacham L'Sakshalod Shahu Lav Meyuchad Mechadish Mitzvah. that this lava of Arpacham is a special lava and it's machadish, a special mitzvah. It's not a general commandment to keep everything that the Torah tells you to keep. He says, Vo'inyin, sheyitzavel liyoso mishomim min hanaviyim, v'lo yiskashu od b'shelos ha'osos mehem v'tainam acharayim, kasher osu b'mitzrayim kodom ozeh, kinyin she'akosav odolam b'soch mitzrayim, v'omolam ish shikutzei eno v'ashlichu b'gilul mitzrayim al titamo. Okay. That the pasuk is talking about that they didn't listen to these neviim. He says, Rabbi Sainu Zadich Zal Aaron Olav Hashalom. V'chein oyu haneviim oheim aboim lem osim lem shum os oraya ki bekach nistavino. Avol hikshu libam the tanu achara osos kasha osa parash in nikra baze kasha lev uksiva wasin masanlo is kilu niflo secho vayamro al yam bayamsof. Okay, pasukin tom uksiva al takshu levavchem kimariva kiyo masa bamidbar ubavur inyan aze ama bamaiso ego roisi eso amaze hine am kche orafo. What does it mean, yoma? Ki hatos ashe nichnas belibam. This belief that went into their hearts, that there's some benefit in serving Avodah Zorah and it has some effect on the worlds, in the Olamos Olyonim, in the heavenly worlds, heavenly spheres, it effectuates something. He says, Koshim Heim Lazov Aso. It's very difficult for them to abandon that belief. You see. Okay. The mistake in Gashmis is in Oralev. Okay. So apparently the Ramban held, Ramban says clearly that V'orpachem Losakshu Od is a special lav miyuchad. But why is that a lav miyuchad? If the person sees that he's wrong, so what is he wrong? Elamai, he doesn't see he's wrong. So it's the avera itself. So what is the lav, the special lav of Arpchem L'Sakshuot? What is the special lav? But you see, that's what Ramban spells out. He says like this. He says, because they had this belief system that whatever they were doing at the ego was effectuating, it was a power and a force that could effectuate changes in the Olam HaSol Yonim and accomplish something. And this primitive belief system, they couldn't abandon. So there's two averas. One avera is the avera of the Avodah Zarah itself. But there's another avera, the avera of not being able to abandon and be tied to something that you simply believe in because you want to believe it. You see, that's for Arpachem L'Sakshuot. That's what the Ramban is saying. That they couldn't. There's two things. You see, a person is mechuyev. There are two lavim. That's what it means. Am ksheorof. What does am ksheorof mean? Am ksheorof means not simply they did averas. Yeah, of course they did averas. But there's another element there that they refuse to abandon a system because they like it and they're attached to it. And they simply refuse to analyze this attachment and to realize that this attachment is simply based on the fact that they want to believe in it. You see, there is in the Teva HaAdam a desire to believe in certain things. And they're being nimshach after their yetzer. And they cannot remove themselves with their chachma, with their seichel, and see that this thing is simply something that they believe in, not because of chachma, but because a desire, an internal desire, that this should be this way. You see, that is a serious chait. That kind of a, even if the person wouldn't do the avera, he would still be, he could still be over. Because if he doesn't do the Avera, but he doesn't change, and he harbors this desire, and he allows it to flourish in his heart, so then he's over that Issa. That he's over that Issa. That he cannot remove himself from ideas that are simply, he holds by just because he wants them to be that way. He wants it to be that way. That's his belief. By the Eagle had a proof of what's going on in the Olamos Elyonim. They had some kind of logic, some kind of way of having knowledge. Of course, it was simply a projection and a desire and their own imagination and the desire to believe their imagination. So the Torah never asks like Ibn Ezra says, Torah never asks chachma. But there's two things in chet. One is the wrong thing, and the other is to uproot that part of man which has the desire to believe that those things are so. And that's what I mentioned by the Avelis on the Chorban also. I mentioned before that people want to believe, they want to be optimistic. So they want to believe that things are good. But that is the same thing. That involves itself in the same love. Which means you shouldn't believe in something simply because you want to believe it. Because it's appealing. It's appealing to you. But it has no basis objectively in chachma. And that was the chet ha'egel par excellence. The chet ha'egel was a desire to believe that there are systems that effectuate changes in Olamos Elyonim, and they followed that belief. And that belief stemmed from a projection from an inner world, of fantasy. And they refused to analyze that world. They refused to analyze and to see, where does this come from? This comes from not from the Seichel, not from the Tzelem Elokim. It comes from Yitzra Hara, from the instinctual world. And having the inability to analyze that part of the human mind is the love, or primal sexual. That's what Ramban says, beautiful Ramban. As a special love. That's a special love that states that a person must be able not simply to do mitzvahs and not do averus, but to be able to analyze his mind and see, where does this idea stem from? Is this idea stem from my chachma? My chachma is telling me this? Or this idea stems from another source, and it's something which I just can't abandon, like Ramban says. It was kashalam, they couldn't remove themselves from the ideas, the idolatrous ideas of the Eagle. So a person, if it's a love, a special love, according to the Ramban, if a person believes in certain things that are superstitious things, or things of magic, or some kind of beliefs which have no basis, but just because he wants to believe in it, and then he's over, or lav midaraisa. Vor pachem l'sakshal, which means that you are guided by beliefs that emanate not from your seichel and tzelem alakim, but they emanate from other sources. And you harbor these beliefs and you cherish them, and that's why you believe in them. You're over a lav midaraisa. Vor pachem l'sakshal. So you see how far what the Torah demands, what a level of chachma the Torah is on, that it demands of a human being the ability to analyze his convictions and trace their sources back to be able to discover what is the source of this belief. Is the source of this belief my imagination, my fantasy, the world of fantasy, the world, the instinctual world, or is it traceable to chachma? And if he cannot do that, then he's basically over Varazah. That's V'or Pachem L'Sach, he's prone to over Varazah. V'or Pachem L'Sach Shalot. That's the Chet Ha'Egel, that's the Ramban. Beautiful Ramban. Beautiful Ramban. So an individual has to do tshuva on that too. That's a Lav Midaraisa. It's a Lav Midaraisa. A person simply engages in belief systems just because he wants it to be that way. That's V'or Pachem L'Sach Shalot. That's a Lav Midaraisa. That's a Lav Midaraisa. Amazing Ramban. That's I think is, and that we saw really this morning, in the analysis of the Nevi'ah Sheker. That's Nevi'ah Sheker. Why did Nevi'ah Sheker is not, you know, of course, now people of Nevi'ah Sheker. I wouldn't listen to Nevi'ah Sheker. Nevi'ah Sheker were very powerful people. They were great chachamim. They weren't just fools. They were great chachamim, and they knew how to project onto the people ideas that they knew the people would want to believe. And probably they themselves wanted to believe it. You see, that's the chait. That's the chait of the Nevi'ah Sheker. The inability for man to distinguish between something that he wants to believe. And the Rambam and the Malachim many times cuts across that same field. He says that I know people are going to hate what I write because I'm writing against things that they cherish, which are their treasures. He says, stored up for their own. But the treasures, that's exactly what he means. For or pechem l'sakshuel, the idea of the Ramban, the Rambam accepts 100%. The question is whether how yamona l'minyan alav, that's a separate problem. The Rambam didn't hold that it's a separate lav. Ramban held it's a separate lav. But in terms of the idea, everyone agrees with the idea. That's darkei atshuva. That's what's a leftorach darkei atshuva. It's leftorach darkei atshuva, the way that we have to be able to open up the dark edge of it is through that method. That's a key idea for our pachem l'sakshuel, to analyze what we do or what we think. And is it stem from chachmas atara? Is that the root, or is the root really just a cherished belief system because we want to believe it? We want to believe that this is so. That's a significant Ramban. Yeah. What? Obviously, I mean, you can't just say that this method, you could use this method in every area except over here. The true answer is anyone that uses method is going to be a Vazara. So it's not possible otherwise, because the cherished beliefs have to involve the important areas. That's where they surround the important areas of life. And it will have to be a vassal.
What about that famous case that guy who has to jump to get across, and if he doesn't believe he can make it?
You're talking about what's his name? No, that's not, that's a different kind of belief. That's something else.
More like that's, visualization.
Now, that means that you can't, he was confusing an emotional kind of an attitude to a belief system. In other words, you can't jump across a river unless you think you can do it. Yeah, but that's a different kind of, that's not a place. James. It's not a place, James. Yeah, okay. We're in a little higher level. Yes. Are you leaving? Go ahead. Right. But this Ramban really does a more precise carving out of this idea. I mean, Ramban. Yeah. I mean, that you find a lot of you won't listen to Chachma. You won't listen to Chachma. Yeah. By the way, I mean, the ultimate state of that state of mind is Moaseh Chachma. The ultimate state of such an individual is Moaseh Chachma. That's what the Navi talks against, the Moaseh Chachma. The ones that despise Chachma, because Chachma is always going to stand antagonistic to this kind of a belief system. It'll have to, because Chachma is objective, and it doesn't cater to your cherished beliefs. So, what? No problem. What? What do you mean? That the anti-Semitic, that happens to be true. That the greatest anti-Semites are the Moaseh Chachma. That happens to be true. But because they identify, because that's correct. That is true. It does trickle down into that area too. It does trickle down because the Jew is recognized as a Chacham, and the hatred is, it involves the hatred of Chacham. That's true. See, Hitler, Yemach Shemar, hated Chachma. Spicy. That's why he didn't care about the whole, he didn't care about the whole science, all the science technology. Let it completely get destroyed. It didn't bother. Yeah, it's true. The hater of the Jew is a hater of it. Usually when I see an anti-intellectual, I always suspect him of a son of Israel, anti-intellectual. It's true. Yeah.
So, like, the person like happens to have like this emotion to take blank paper just because he wants to believe it, but it attaches to a true idea. Like, he'd be over the lava coin for a month also.
Correct. Yeah, because that's not, we're not blind faith. Blind faith is not it. We're not from it. That's why, as a matter of fact, that's what the Navi said. That the Navi said it by that was by Har Carmel, Eliyahu. He says, "A masayatim pasanu shayasipim." That you can't say you believe in God and you believe in Baal. So what was he telling him? He says, either do one or the other. So he's telling him. So he was telling the person that drop your belief in God and believe completely in Baal, because at least then you have a position. But this is a completely illogical position, and you're worse. At least the person has positions, they could disprove them. But at least they have some kind of chachma. But a person that just takes everything and makes he believes in this and believes in that and is in complete contradiction, he's self-contradictory, that's a worthless, his belief is worthless and his existence is worthless, and he's even more far removed. You see, Yisroel believed about his aura, and then he changed because he had some idea, his idea is wrong. So without chachma, if you undermine chachma, you undermine everything. And if you allow beliefs to take place because of emotional preference, because you simply like the thing emotionally, instinctively, then you are undermining all of chachma. And if you undermine all of chachma, then there's nothing. And there's nothing. There's no Matan Torah, there's no Torah Mishnah, there's no nothing. So everything is buffed. So the Kol HaTorah Kula is based on chachma. Without chachma, that's what the Ibn Ezra mean. Without chachma, there's no Torah. The Rambam says Torah presupposes a high level of chachma. And without that high level, interesting is the Ramban and Matos. Rambana Mato says, he says an amazing thing. He says that why does Seve Dabar Moshe or Roshi Hamatos? So the Ramban says because he didn't want all of Klal Yisrael to know that you could be Mavatl and Neder and Ashur. So the Ramban?
Yeah.
It's an amazing Ramban. He says, so he concealed it. It's an unbelievable thing. He didn't want, because the Torah says that in Neder could be, over there it's talking about Hafara. Hafara is the Dharm, not a Torah, but it's not Hafara is the Dharm. So the Torah is not Hafara is the Dharm, and he says, it's not Roy for every Jew to know that you could play around with the Dharm. You could do Hafara is the Dharm. He says, it's an amazing thing. But the question is, so he didn't, he only spoke to Rosh Hamatos. So the question is, let's say it will come out of that, because an Ishul made a nether, and her husband could have been Mefer, and this way he didn't know. So how could the Ramban say that you're going to conceal the halacha? But apparently the answer is, because it would be worse. It would be worse if he knew, and then all the Dharma and Shvus would become Butlam of it altogether. You see an amazing thing. So you see, even mitzvahs, even certain mitzvahs, you have to be on a level to know about them. You have even certain mitzvahs gemuras, but the Torah is assuming that the individual has to be on a certain level. And if he's not on that level, he's not roy for the plain aloch and shulchan aruch. A plain aloch and shulchan aruch is not roy for. It's an amazing Rabban. That's why he said that Torah is the Dharm Parchim Bavi. That's why Torah is the Dharm, the Torah didn't explain altogether. Because that's dangerous altogether. Okay, you go mater another meikro. I mean, afora already is megas gaius, but this is that people should know about that. It's an interesting thing, of course. It's a big kashin Ramban is so. How come it's parshan tov, right? And how come we say kol nidre? How come we say kol nidre? But I think what the Ramban means is the answer to that question, I believe, is that once the Torah makes it manifest that this requires Hester, then it's that's what protects it. So in other words, that Torah said Adam Hashem Moshe Rosh Hamatzos. So before it was Torah, so you only spoke to Rosh Hamatzos. But then once it became Torah, so the Torah says this is not for everybody. So that's why once they know it's not for everybody, so then they won't destroy it. But nevertheless, Ramban's idea is a correct idea. They see the Torah presupposes a certain level of chachma, a certain level of chachma. And without chachma, there is no Torah. So that's what the Ibn Ezra says. So v'ar p'chem l'sak shu'od is a love. And the Torah does not want people to keep the Torah and be ma'aseh chachma, not base it on chachma. There's no benefit. There's no benefit. This system is a system of chachma. Okay. There's just one more thing there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So they make references to a lot of these different types that make up Kochavim and Mazos.
Yeah.
And then Tala Rishon and the Yahweh Ishmael Shur about Yomim.
That's about Ibn Ezra, right?
Yeah, it's Ibn Ezra.
Yeah, but that's, you see, you have to understand that that's, it's poetic. It means that the whole universe reflects, like the Rambam says in the Mar Nevucha. The Yeshayahu Navi says, you know, all these things about the heavens, or these events in the heavens that are going to happen, or that reflect the ideas of the Torah, so the ideas of the Navi. So the Rambam says, anyone that takes it literally is a fool. He says, and he shows from the Pesukim. I says it's just a method of, it's the method of showing the significance of the thing. So the Navi already started with that method. So the Python continues. Python continues with the same method. What? Yeah. Now that means you shouldn't believe it. That's right. Again, yeah. But nevertheless, the Python uses it as a mush. Okay. I should stop here. there's just one more small thing. All right. Small.
Okay. Debbie, could you repeat the question, please?
The questions? What questions?
The question I was just asked.
No, the question was this. The question was this from the Piyut last night. The last Kina from last night that has the constellations. Okay. The Piyut from Rabbeinu Ben Ezra.
I understand.
Okay. I just want to mention one thing, that the significance, what we're saying here is that the significance of Migdash and the Emunah on Bayis Shlishi is really Kol HaTarkula. It is Kol HaTarkula. And that's what the Navi says, Erastach Li B'Emunah. So Erastach Li B'Emunah means that the Emunah that Klal Yisrael has. Did somebody get me Navi? And Hosea, I got Hosea. It's there, it's there. Yeah, okay, thanks. Okay. Hosea. So he says that the they rastically la'olam The rest of the Emunah Gedata Sar Hashem. So Rashi says, Beschar HaEmunah Shehamanta Begola Laftochos Shal Yedei Nevi'ai. He says, that's the Yitzchah. So the had Emunah and the different event. So, yeah. Even though, I mean, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. I mean, it's almost 2,000 years. And it's a very hard thing. And it's a long gullus. But we aren't affected by that. That's what Emunah is. Emunah is that the details we don't know. Details we don't know. And the length of time, we don't allow it to make it. We don't consider it less plausible, less probable, more probable. This type of thinking is not the thinking of Klal Yisrael. But we think qualitatively, and we don't think in terms of superficial intuition, emotional intuition. So, because we know Yeshua Shem Karafayin, and we have a complete emunah. But this emunah is kalatarakula. It's kalatarakula. But what I want to show you is an interesting thing that there was, and if a person doesn't have that emunah, so he's really removed from Klal Yisrael. He's removed from Klal Yisrael. I want to show you there was such a case. There was such a case. And you see, I mention it because a couple of reasons. Because the thing is that sometimes, you know, ordinarily you speak about upper cursus. You don't want to, I mean, the Torah doesn't hide anything, and neither did Chazal. But sometimes you're concerned that perhaps you shouldn't say the wrong thing. I mean, Chacham Mizor V'Derech. But sometimes you have to decide that perhaps it's the right thing to say certain things. And what I want to just mention is the upper courses of Acha. The upper course of Acha. Because I think that's something that's completely misunderstood, misconstrued, completely misconstrued. And of course, every Epicurus will raise the banner of Acha. I mean, as if to say that he's in the same league, which is completely nonsensical. Because Acha was from the Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, and his apikorsis came about because he was nichnas lepardes when he wasn't really ready, like Chazal explained. But I think there's something that you should know about it, so you don't have the wrong idea of Acha, which most people do, and I think is a terrible thing. You see. That Acher, what was Acher's Kfira, you see? Of course, we can't understand Acher's Kfira because it's talking about a Tana, level of a Tana. But again, just because we can't understand it doesn't mean that Chazal barred us from understanding anything about it. Okay? But they carefully wrote certain things that really show you something about it. First of all, to say that Acha was not Bikaris in the sense that he didn't believe in Tarmina Shemayim, that's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Because any Chacham in any area can know when he's in front of an infinite source of wisdom. That's what maintains the Chacham. What maintains an Einstein in physics? Because he senses he's before an infinite world of Chacham. And any great chacham has that ability to sense that. And Acher in Torah saw that. Not only in Torah, he saw it in Halacha, in Maisa Bereishis, in Maisa Merkava. So Kfira is impossible, virtually impossible. When a person sees it, he sees the Torah Misinai is clear and obvious. But I'll show you more that Acher really was involved in learning Torah all the time. Gemara says he learned Rav Meir. You see, but how do you know? Maybe he'll say it changed his mind. But no, the Gemara says, Chazal say, that when Acher died, so, by the way, Shami says that there was Chos B'Tshuva before, Rav Meir said it was Chos B'Tshuva before he died. But when Acher died, so Chazal, Bavli says, that the Bezin Shamayla said, Lo Meidan Nadine, Velo Alma the Osin Nadine. Okay? Lo made on the dine, we can't be donim for bad the osak bar raisa. The Gemara says chagiyah. Okay? For lo alma the osin the dine, shechata. Shechata. Okay? So, you know very well the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva that a person is mischaret kola osa mitzvah mischaret ba. The toal rishonos is ein lo schar mitzvah. Is ain lo schar mitzvah. That's what Ram says. So anyone that's a mischaret on any mitzvah, you could do tshuva on a mitzvah just like you do tshuva on a vera. Okay? Yep. The Rambam is in Perek Shlishi, Halacha Gimel. Kol mi shenichem ala mitzvah she'asa v'toa ala schuyos v'ama b'libo humaho al tibasi yasan. Halavai lo asisi yasan. Hareza ibed es kulon. They maskirin lo shum schus bolam. Shenema v'tzitkas atzadik lo satsi lena b'yom risho. Okay? But Chazal say, when Acher came to the Bezin Shamayla, came for Bezin Shamayla, so Chazal say that they said, no, lo meidin adayni da asik baraisa. So what does that show you? That he was never stopped being asik baraisa. And he was never sorry that he was asik baraisa. Because he knew this is infinite chachma, it's mi piyag vura. It's mi piyag vura. That was never a question. Only a fool has a question like that. A person that's an amaretz. It's like a Chaim says. A person says that the Rashba is not a great thinker, he's just an amaretz. Okay, a person doesn't realize the Chachmei Yisrael and the infinite system of Teresh Baal Peh is just a fool. This is not anything. So Acher was a complete mamen, 100%. The Torah and Sinai.
Put on your mute button, please.
Yeah, in Torah and Sinai. And that's clear from Chazal. And it's even clearer, but he had a different problem. I'm not going to go into it right now. But the Gemara talks about it. Let's go superficially, briefly. The Gemara talks about it in the end of Chulin, in the Kedushin, that the famous story where you saw but that's not such a simple story, because just because somebody goes up to a tree, Mekayim Kibud Av Va'Em and Shiluch HaKan, it could be over the Zorah. Torah never made a guarantee like that. So you have to understand the Gemara. Gemara is not simple. I'm not going to go into it right now. But over there, the Gemara finally says that it's machlokus whether Acher saw such an incident, you see, whether Acher saw such an incident, or whether Acher saw the tongue of Chutzpah Sametorgamon. The tongue of Chutzpah Sametorgamon. That's Yeah, we have like this. And the Gemara Chulin says he saw the tongue of Chutzpah Sametorgamon was Mutelas Ba'ashpa. Omar Peh Shehipik Magolios Yilchoch Ofar. That's what I said. Gemara Kedushin says, Gemara Kedushin is different. Yeah, same lotion. You know, in the peel we have different. But in the Gemara it says, Peship and Margolius Lachachafa. So you see that what he held, Terra is Margolius. So he saw, he never. It's an impossibility. It's just that stupid people that say that try to identify themselves with Acha. It's stupid. Because Peship and Margolius, he always knew the beauty and the Chachmas HaTorah is infinite. was never a data. But he held that the gula sita is never going to come. That's what he held. So that's what he held. And the Gemara alludes to it. Because the Gemara says, and the Mashal quotes the Yerushalmi. Agamor also says something. Now he heard a bus call that said, Shuvu, Shuvu Bonim Shovim, Shuvu, Shuvu Chutz Me'achar. So the Rav said a beautiful thing. The Rav said, so what was he supposed to do? He heard that's what the bus call said. So what was he supposed to do? So the Rav said very beautifully. He said, you shouldn't have listened to the bus call. You listen to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do tshuva. We don't listen to bus call. So that's what he did wrong. So, and the Mashua says also, so that's what Rav Meir kept telling him to do tshuva. Don't listen to the bus call, you see. But the Mashua quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, this is very fun. Yeah. Yishalmi says, "Pamachas ayisi over lefnei beis kodshei hakadoshim." Okay. Rochev al asus. B'yom haKippurim shechol yos b'Shabbos. You see, v'shamati baskol yotzas mi beis kodshei hakadoshim v'omeres shuvu bonim. Chutz me'acher, sheyoda kochi umaradi. Ad kan. So he says, what is it? Beautiful mashal. Why does Shami say that he was going on Shabbos Shecholias B'Yom Kippurim? Because Shabbos is Maisa Bereishis and Yom Kippurim is Maisa Makala. So that's the mashal. But he means to say, and why base kochi? Why base kochi akadashim? And why shuvu shuvu? Because shuvu shuvu, if you look in Yeshayo, you have Yeshayo here? It's in the, shuvu shuvu is the return of Klal Yisrael. That's what it is. It's the Avtocha that Klal Yisrael will return to the Mikdash. See? That's the shuvu shuvu. So that's why it says shuvu shuvu chutz me'acha. Why? Because he held that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have any, there's no relatedness anymore. We lost it. That's what he held. See, that's what the Gemara, that's what Chazal is saying. So it wasn't Chas V'Shalom, a ridiculous idea. Kof Petar. It's Kofar. And why? And that's why Chazal say, the tongue of Chutzpah Samatogim was after the Churban. Was after the Churban by the Romans. That he held, he couldn't tolerate the fact that things seem to be completely indifferent to the Gula Asida. That there appears to be an indifference to the Gula Asida, and he lost his amona. That's what he said. Il mole darashacha lai kra. Why? What it means is that if he wouldn't have looked, if he would have dashed in the high crow, Lolim Shakularach, he wouldn't have looked for Simonim here. And he wouldn't care if there's an indifference. And if we see an indifference to Schar Mitzvah. That's what Chazal made, you see. So the Amunah, and that's why they rastachli b'Amunah. That's why we're here today, because we're Mamin and B'nai Mamin. That the moon in the Gula Asida. The moon in the Gula Asida. But if that's really what I mentioned in the beginning of the Shir. That's really the role of the Nechama. The role of the Nechama is the Amunah in the Gula Asida. Moon in the Gula Asida. Okay, I'll suck her.
Exactly.
That's correct. Maxine mentioned. That's right.